Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:09. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Josh Wheeler is here pressing the buttons and making sure everybody's on the line. The songs play, the commercials fire off. He is taking good care of me. And I tell you what, the roads have been taken care of. I did not have any problem coming in here this morning from Cottage Grove all the way to downtown Minneapolis. It is beautiful. It looks like it's Christmas time. It looks like snow's coming down. It feels like Minnesota. And I just have to tell you, I've been out and about. Yesterday, I was over at the Capitol getting ready for Black Entrepreneurs Day. And I was talking to some folks. And, you know, one lifelong Minnesotan said, I haven't seen it like this in December since 1988. I don't know if this is global warming. I don't know if it's climate change. But I expect this kind of weather down in Texas in December. I do not expect it in Minnesota. I expect snow. I expect outdoor fun. I expect tubing and sledding and hills. And it didn't feel like Christmas. I have not been motivated to put up the decorations in the yard. We put the tree up, but it's the feeling of the snow and feeling like I'm living in the snow globe and looking out and seeing the snow in the backyard or the kids making snowmen. So I don't know about anybody else, but I am excited that the snow is finally here. But what took it so long? We'll find out today, because Uncle Mike, that's what I call him. That's what my kids call him. Mike Lynch is actually coming on the show. I love Mike Lynch. Let me tell you something. If anybody says anything bad about Mike Lynch and I'm in the room, I'm slapped the taste out of their mouth, because I love me some Mike Lynch. Mike Lynch, when I first walked through the door at CCO Radio, he pulled me to the side and he said, I just want to let you know you a star. And I want to make sure that you know it's your job to always shine bright. And I see you. And I just could have cried. I crumbled right there, right then and there. Because just having someone of his caliber who has such a rich and long history in this business tell me something like that, walking through the door, I felt like the sky was the limit. And I just have to tell you, when I first got to CCO Radio, Mike pulled me to the side and he loved on me and blessed me. And my shift was 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. I was hired to be overnight weekend producer, because at the time, my three kids who have autism were very severe. And I knew that I needed to be home during the daytime so that if the school called or they had to be taken to therapy sessions or we had IEP meetings or, you know, they needed to go to the doctor, I needed to be there for my children. I was not in a position and did not have the support to work during the day. So the 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. shift was perfect for me. And another thing that was perfect about that time was that I got a chance to work with Geraldine Steele. She hosted for a very long time, more than two decades, still talking on Sunday nights here at the Good Neighbor Station. And, you know, I came in and Jonathan trained me up real good, gave me all the paperwork, made sure I was set up for success. And then I sat there pressing buttons as she interviewed guests, and as her siblings came in and did her show with her, as she talked about issues that were important. And what I saw and learned from Geralyn Steele was how to treat people. I'm not saying I didn't know how to treat people before I met Geralyn Steele, but I'm saying that I've never seen somebody love on a community the way Geralyn Steele loves on the Twin Cities. She genuinely cares about everybody and wants to see everybody succeed. I thought it was fake at first because I had never seen anything like it. I was like, surely this woman is not this sweet. Okay, this woman got to be some kind of, you know, an alien or something, because I've never seen anybody love people the way Geralyn Steele loves people. When she had guests, they left high and lifted up. When she had people on the phone, you know, after the interview, she always took a moment to encourage and inspire them and tell them what a good job they did. And if they didn't do a good job, she would talk to them and coach them up. And she did the same for me. You know, if I was having a good show, she told me if there were areas where I needed to improve, she gave me that advice and then followed through with it. She checked on my kids. She made me feel at home, and she saw what was possible in me. And in her, I saw what was possible for me. There were no other black women on the radio, on CCO. Geralyn was it. So if on your vision board you wanted to be a host at the Good Neighbor Station, you wanted to be on air at 8:30 a.m., Geralyn was it. So what everybody else had, like a Mercedes Benz or a jet or a stack of money on their vision board at home, I had a picture of Geralyn Steele. And I'm going to just tell y'all something. I don't know if she knows this, but I have followed that woman everywhere she goes because I want to follow success. She was at CCO Radio. I came to CCO Radio. Want to know why I'm at Almanac? Because she was at Almanac. Anywhere that she is, that's what I want to be. So I can sit at her feet and learn and soak up that knowledge. So when I found out, like everybody else except Brad Lane, who can apparently keep a secret, that Geralyn Steele was retiring from her Sunday night show, Still Talking, right here on the Good Neighbor Station, I was heartbroken. I was crushed. Because this woman is a legacy. She's not leaving a legacy. She is a legacy. And so oftentimes when we talk about trailblazers or first or people who broke the glass ceiling or made history, we're talking about them in past tense because they're no longer here. And so while I have breath and while she is listening, I just want to thank Geralyn Steele for everything that she's done, for not just me, but for women, especially black women in broadcasting, because you can't see what you can't be. And if there's no Geralyn Steele for me to see, then there's no Shaletta Show for me to have. So I'm dedicating this entire show to Miss Geralyn Steele. I love you, girl. I thank you for being one of those women who was able to reach back to the next generation of broadcasters and lift us up, being one of those women who reached back to the next generation of broadcasters and advised and loved and coached us, who fought for us, who advocated for us. We owe you a debt of gratitude, and we are excellent because you set the standard. We'll be right back.